All right. So now we're beginning now with Esoteric Astrology 88, Esoteric Astrology Adventure number 88, Section B. And I'll go back to one of my charts. Yes. Notice the usual, well, you know, technically speaking, it's all going here it's all going here in the counterclockwise direction, according to the direction of the arrows. You know, it's going like this, but probably in the video it doesn't look like that. Probably one of the ways of doing this is to begin this section over here, which would be moving clockwise with Venus, then Saturn, and then Mercury. So that would be going clockwise, and the other one would be going counterclockwise, and I'd begin over here with Mercury, Saturn, and then Venus. Okay, but I haven't done that. So the way these are working in order to suggest the beginning at the left with 10 to 20, I have used the particular method we see here. And basically what we see is Venus as the first decanate on the Wheel of Form, Saturn as the second, and Mercury as the third. But if we operate with Sephariel as a sort of a subtext, Sun, Sephariel, and we would have as well Saturn. Not Saturn, but Venus as Sephariel here in this second decanate. But, you know, in all truth, we shouldn't do it that way, because what Sephariel is actually doing is he's from 0 to 10, he's placing the Sun, and from 10 to 20, he is placing Venus. So, you know, it's difficult to know sometimes whether you're coming or going. I've explained this a number of times, that basically, even though DK tells us that we're entering from 30 to 20 as an average person, when Sephariel is listing his decanates, he's starting with 0 to 10. So those who are entering from... So those who are entering from 30 to 20 actually are entering via Mercury. Then they would enter, they would have Venus, and then they would have the Sun. So there are just, we don't want to get too intricate here. I think we're quite okay in choosing DK's assignments, which in this case are Alan Leo's assignments, and then perhaps reversing them. So let's just say that this has not necessarily been taken into consideration when we look at this wheel. You see, Sephariel is Sun, Venus, Mercury, which means he thinks that Mercury is the 30 to 20 decanate. 20 to 30 decanate. So, if it is the 20 to 30 decanate, you would be entering via the 20 to 30 and Mercury. Venus would still be in the middle, but the Sun would be at the end, and this would be somehow then relating to the integration of the personality under the Ahamkara principle, but only in a mental way. You'd be integrating the personality along the mental lines. It would be the beginning of Mercury and the Sun being one. It wouldn't be because the Sun of mind and the spirit are one. It would be because the mind and Ahamkara, which the Sun would stand for, would reinforce each other. So it's just a little bit intricate, and I don't want to get too much into it in that way. Here is the general statement of Alan Leo's decanates, and... For some reason, I didn't put in the Sapphireal decanates, but I will right now. Not there, but right here. Okay, I just have to find my cursor, which sometimes disappears. Sapphireals. Decanates. And they are, he calls them the Sun, and then Venus, and then Mercury. And they fit with the degrees. So only really careful research will be able to determine whether there are some subtones which in a way correspond with the Chaldean system. Usually when the Tibetan rejects the Chaldean system, he's rejecting it because it only deals with the average man. It does not deal with esoteric disciplic unfoldment. Perhaps there are ways in which the Chaldean system can be retained for the average individual, but that's not of such value for us at the moment, because we're more interested in the disciple. Now, we're looking at the strictly physical stage. Now, remember that the rulers of Virgo are Mercury, orthodox, then the Moon, esoteric, veiling, Vulcan, and we have been told Neptune as well, somewhere around 273, I think, right in there, 273, 274, Neptune as well, then Jupiter. So in one way, we're looking at the entire gamut of human evolution ruled by great stages over which Mercury presides for the longest time, then the Moon for a shorter time, veiling Vulcan and Neptune, and then for the shortest time, while the human being is still a human being, Jupiter prevailing. That's the order. The third aspect expresses in time and space over a greater amount of time, and the first aspect least. Right. So when we're in the strictly physical or Lemurian stage, and man is just an instinctual being, we're under Mercury as the orthodox ruler, and he stays the orthodox ruler all the way up to the stage when mind and ahamkara are united to create the selfishly integrating personality using the very sharp Virgoan mind for that integration. So the general theme here is adapting to life upon the physical plane, learning the techniques of survival. It's connected with the first petal of the egoic lotus. Let matter reign. It's material life. Esoteric Astrology 182. The germinating energy or the mother. And, you know, we'll be wanting to refer to page 332 of Esoteric Astrology. But we have to get in that book first. And here we do find Gemini. Rather not Gemini, what am I looking at? Virgo, there it is. The germinating energy, let matter reign. So the hidden factor, which will become the Christ factor, is growing in concealment, well veiled, guarded, nurtured, protected, but veiled. We don't know that within this personality demonstration is the possibility of the emergent Christ. Sometimes we see human behavior and we say, however could the Christ emerge from such an expression? And yet we are told that in the case of everybody, it will. So if we look at Mercury here, and we, you know, just reverse the normal ways of thinking about this, we have the three Mercury, Saturn, and Venus. Now, it says an increasingly adaptive response to physical plane living. If we look at Mercury as ruling the 30 to 20, now that would be the way Sapphireal would look at it. If we look at Venus here, there would be a strong sacral center involved and strong physical attractions under the spell of instinct matter. If we look at Saturn as the second decanate, see, I can see that this may be reversed, and I should have done it in another way. The decanates in landscape view here tell us it's going to be Mercury, Saturn, Venus. So there's going to be an entering under, this is if we, I'm beginning to realize, if we enter here, this is as if entering under Mercury. But I want to say here, let's put it in red, entering under Venus, we would have a strong affectional material sacral attraction. And one would tend to reinforce the processes of reproduction and the production of forms. Under Saturn, we would have here facing difficulties in physical plane living, and the man is slowly learning about consequences within the realm where matter reigns. Now, here the man is immersed in bodily processes, natural, instinctual attraction rules. So, you know, I really want to reverse these in a way. I think that will be the easiest way. And here, this will be related to Mercury, which does rule 0 to 10 and hence is the final stage of physicality. I hope you understand what I'm doing there. I seem to have put Mercury first. No, I seem to have put Mercury in the 30 to 20 decanate when really it should be Venus. Okay, so, but in general, the mind is being used to adapt to survival, and one is learning, in general, under Mercury, and for the long duration of the opening of that first petal, the techniques of survival in this elemental and elemental world distant. Okay. So, this is the way it should be. It should be Venus, Saturn, Mercury. That is the way it should be. So I'm just going to reverse these decanates, and I think this is the easiest way to do it. Then everything will be correct. Don't know how I fell into the wrong pattern here. But now we're in the emotional phase, and we're still in the general Mercury phase of development, because Mercury is the orthodox ruler and rules the entire phase of personality development. So under Mercury, the emotional and devotional response in relation to material things, devoted to material things. We're in a Kama monastic stage here, eventually. It is called the germinating energy of the mother, material life, the cherishing of a belief or an ideal, eventually. Esoteric Astrology, page 182. The man chooses that to which he is most attracted. The man chooses that to which he is most attracted and learns all about that which attracts him. Using mind to using mind and techniques to acquire that which attracts in this emotional stage and that which he desires. The beginning of the union of desire and mind, because we are in an emotional stage, Desire is reigning, and yet the intelligent Mercurian mind is there. Now, under Saturn, for this emotionally developing type, these are not so important, all of these, as the ones that are related to the phases of discipleship per se, but as I've been going along, I seem to be including them, so therefore they are included. The man becomes more definite about his likes and dislikes, and there is increasing desire to do one's duty. So there is perhaps some disciplining of the emotional nature. Virgo is actually a very good sign in which to discipline the emotional nature, but we're not quite at that point yet. It's still the Atlantean stage, and perhaps there are even what you might call likes and dislikes ruled by tradition, which Saturn accounts for. Okay, now we're going to enter the strictly The man becomes more intelligent in terms of fulfilling his desires. He learns all about, now this I should be putting over here, to acquire that which attracts and that which he desires. All of this really belongs in the Mercury decanate of the emotional stage. The man chooses that to which he is most attracted. He shows some discrimination in his attractions. Because, you know, Virgo is the sign in which Venus falls, so the full expression of love and attraction is not evident so much in Virgo in the early days. But we're not in the Atlantean stage, and maybe relatively few human beings are today, mostly in the Camo-Monastic stage. There are some strictly Atlanteans and a very small scattering of Lemurians. We are in the Atlantean stage here, and Venus gives us, what did he call it, instinctual mind or affection. So let's call this increasingly discriminating instinctual mind or affection. All right. Now we move into the mental phase, and we will do that carefully. Okay, so now we're in this stage, which is mental and lower personal, and well, let's reverse this. The mind becomes increasingly, this would be for the third decanate. I guess in this particular way I didn't know whether I was coming or going. But now we're under Venus, the mind becomes more illumined and a sense of values grows. So let's call it discrimination in values. This is under Venus. And we're into an increasingly monastic stage. The union of Mercury and Venus together is chemomonastic, but there is the chance in this mental phase associated with the third petal to grow into a more exclusively mental approach, and Virgo is one of the major mental signs. So perhaps freedom from chemomanus can begin to occur. Let's call it this. Freedom from Camomanus. Under Saturn, the man becomes increasingly discriminating. So let's just say the mind sharpens under the combination of Mercury and Saturn. It's not yet discipleship. Those two combination. Let's get that correct. Okay, let's get that correct. Combination. Mercury and Saturn are the planets of discipleship, and they allow a person to discriminate between the real and the unreal, between the soul and personality. We're not talking about that. We're talking here about discrimination within the realm of the mind per se. And finally, Real intelligence is emerging, but it is of the concrete kind. Though the mind is strictly concrete, we're not really dealing with the higher of the pairs of opposites. This is still a Mercury phase, but a distinctly Mercury phase. Okay, distinctly Mercurian phase. It's still under the germinating energy of the mother, because we still are in the hall of ignorance. We're still dealing with material life and the cherishing of an ideal, but with the growing potential to grow towards expressing the creative force of the protector for the advanced man. Here is what is said. In Virgo, the man who was fluid in Pisces and emotionally selfish and full of desire in Sagittarius begins to focus still more intently and to reason and to think. So, under the Mercury decanate, from 10 to 0, the thinking power is really increasing, because this is a stage of increasing mental focus in a Mercurian general stage of evolution and in the Mercurian decanate. The latent soul is becoming interiorly active. A germination process is proceeding. The hidden man is making his presence felt. Well, that's going to be coming a little later. The intellect is awakening. An instinct, after passing through the emotional stage, is being transmuted into intellect. Yes, this is an intellectual phase. Now, it would be possible to go through all of this and say, okay, Safariel is operating here, and he is calling this, under Safariel, we would have here for the 30 to 20 phase, we would have Mercury, so let's look at that. Safariel. This would be Mercury. I'll just make Safariel easy to reproduce. This would be Venus, and the 10 to 20, or the 0 to 10, would be the Sun, Safariel, the Sun. And as I've already said, when it comes to what we normally call the Mercury decanate, if we simply take the esoteric order backwards, Mercury and the Sun are related to defining oneself mentally. The mind and the identity are wrapped up together. When it comes to Venus, some discrimination in values is really operating here. When it comes to Mercury, for the 30 to 20 stage, if we want to apply Safariel's idea, then it is a place where the lower concrete mind is stimulated. Now, we are not so likely to know people who are operating in these stages. At least they will not ask from us those questions which we as astrologers are used to answering when we're thinking esoterically. It's usually, how am I doing? How will I fare? What's happening in my home, my relationships, my business, my health, all of those personal things which are important considerations. Okay. Going through what it could be like in those earlier stages, it gives us some idea from which to contrast the later stages. Now we are beginning to reverse the wheel. We're in stage 4. We are having some aspiration here. There's a higher a personal integration occurring. The person is becoming an aspirant. We're still under the general influence of Mercury, because we're not quite a disciple, but we're getting there. But now coming under the Moon veiling Vulcan and Neptune, life is becoming less material. The cherishing of an ideal, let's just say, the cherishing of an idea rather than an ideal, is entering here. There is the tendency, let's see if I am in the right place here, the cherishing of an idea that was lower, personal, mental. Here I am. The cherishing of an idea. We can say that the tendency is to cherish that which is not so material, but more subtle. I'm in including that idea. I'm kind of writing a few things in here as we go. The creative force is there, the protector, not just the germinating energy. The personality is slowly in process of recognizing the higher of the pairs of opposites. And here we see that, the creative force, the protector, something of a concrete Christ nature is being noticed. A higher of the pairs of opposites is emerging into consciousness, and one seeks to protect the development of that and not to have it overcome by the material forces. So now we will not work from 30 to 20, 20 to 10, 10 to 0. We will work from 0 to 10 first. And this is ruled by the first decanate, is ruled by Mercury per se. The intelligent, capable man becomes mentally creative, the creative energy. He aspires for greater knowledge, and let me just add, he seeks to learn about the higher of the pairs of opposites, which he senses growing within him. So if he becomes the aspirant, he can blend mentality with his growing aspiration. That's one way of looking at it. Now we are in the Saturn decanate. Well, you know, we're beginning to make sacrifices. Let's put it like that. Bernice's hair is the extra zodiacal constellation associated with the first decanate, and it represented the sacrifice which the queen Bernice made to have her husband come home safely from the war. And he did come home safely. So we are offering something about our expression coming through the head to a higher power. If we sacrifice something that is distinctively our own and which has to do with our identity, and a woman was known perhaps by her hair, it was a strong aspect of her identity, then that sacrifice will bring about the emergence, successful emergence of a higher value. In this case, the returning in safety of the husband from the war. Now we're in the Saturn decanate, 10 to 20, for the person who is integrating personally and is becoming the aspirant eventually. Perhaps we would be under Centaur, one way of thinking about it. The intelligent, capable man fulfills his duty. That's a Saturnian word. He is an effective personality. He's well-disciplined and seeks to conform that Saturn to a higher standard. That is Saturn. He's still an aspirant, but at least he seeks to conform. Now, of course, he could also, in the earlier stages of this case, be an intelligent, selfishly integrated personality, quite powerful, quite smart, quite effective, using the material potentials of Saturn and Mercury. Mercury, in general, is present as a ruler. A little bit of the Moon, Vulcan, is coming in. A little bit of Neptune is coming in. Discipline and purification are applied. Spiritual will is being sensed. Let's just say that. Some aspect of spiritual will is being sensed, and one can discipline himself with will for better or for worse. Neptune, the Christ, is seen as an objective, the reason for discipline in the life of the aspirant. See, two types of stages are operating here when we're reversing the direction and we're entering via the first decanate, let's say. If we are now an aspirant entering via the first decanate and then coming to the second, we're in the second decanate now, and we begin to sense the spiritual will, Vulcan, behind the material form, the moon. We begin to sense this transcendent something within the form. It is emerging, it has a higher quality, and we want to protect it, nurture it, we want to see it emerge. So we use our will to help it emerge, and we discipline ourselves, Saturn, so that it may emerge. Now we come to the third decanate for the integrating person, selfishly, or for the person who's integrating as an aspirant. Now we're in the Venus realm. The man begins to embrace the life of the soul, that's Venus, and feels himself outgrowing his strictly personal self, which was ruled by the intelligence of Mercury. Now something more Christ-like is coming into view. Venus, the ruler of this 20 to 30 decanate, is the lower octave of Neptune. So he begins to understand what it means to participate in the larger life of the higher self. So let's just say soul values emerge. One can enjoy the beauty of the soul and, enjoy the beauty of the soul and discriminates in favor of the emergence. Discriminates in favor of the emergence of soul energy in the life. So a soul light is coming in, giving a growing wisdom, because we know that the cultivation of wisdom occurs with Virgo, and now we're in a Venus decanate for the aspirant. So he's sensing this inner soul light, this inner Christ light, and he's in a generally Mercurian phase, but spiritual will is increasing, and the longing, that's Neptune, for the Christ life is increasing. So the mind is being used to help bring forward and into emergence this increasing soul light. It's an illumined place, and rather than having the centaur begin to lay the carcass upon the altar, we have Bootes, who's beginning to harvest. Bootes is in a way associated with agriculture. Now, there are material harvests to be made. That would be an early association of Bootes. He has the sickle in his hand, which does, of course, relate him to Saturn. But also the soul harvest of Bootes, let's call Bootes the ruler of the third decanate, the soul harvest of Bootes is seen as possible. All right, now many of us have recently been in this stage, and perhaps some of us are in this stage now. We aspire, but we are not as totally disciplined as we might be. But Virgo is one of those signs that really does help us achieve the discipline. It is smart. It is an intelligent sign. It is careful. It is discriminating about the steps taken. So perhaps rooted as it is so deeply in intelligence, fewer errors are made on the path. Now we come to a stage where really all of us, or you know, should be either by intention or by fact expressing. We are now in the stage of the disciple soul. We are responding to the soul with will, with intelligence. The esoteric ruler is important. So it doesn't mean that Mercury, which is a pervasive ruler of Virgo, being exalted in Virgo, that Mercury fades away, because the Son of Mind is indeed exalted in Virgo and rises to a very full form of intelligent expression. But now we're quite under Mercury, or under Moon, as it veils Vulcan and Neptune. Don't forget Neptune. And we're dealing With the purification of the vehicles, actually, you know, it would have been wise, I can see that, it would have been wise to say the personality is slowly coming across of recognizing pairs of opposites, and I would say here, under the aspirational phase, purification of the vehicles is beginning. Because that is what an aspirant attempts to do, especially, etheric subplane, that's not it, ESP, especially when in Virgo. So the aspirant is beginning the purification. Now purification is really becoming second nature. The disciple of the soul is purifying. Let's say purification is now second nature in Virgo. Virgo, now what does it say further? The mind under the influence of Virgo, which has been analytical critical, changes to that quality of mind which is best described by the words illumination and revelation. This is definitely disciplic. There are flickers of this in the general stage of the aspirant. The Christ to whom the Virgin must eventually give birth is recognized as present in the womb, though not yet born. This is important. The person recognizes what is growing within him or her. Recognize. The process of the revelation of the Christ consciousness is carried intelligently forward, so we know how to cultivate the emerging soul. And the selfish aspirations and experiments of Sagittarius, I suppose, give place to the selflessness of the illumined and intuitive disciple. This is a very beautiful description of what can happen in the esoteric position of the individual, largely under Vulcan and Neptune veiled by the moon. So now we go back here and we take a look at the disciple who may be born in the first decanate, and the form is intelligently prepared and brought into responsiveness to the will of the soul so that the Christ force may emerge. In this first decan, Bernice's hair, willing sacrifices are made, let us say, for the emergence of the Christ principle. We are intelligent. I mean, this is discipleship, isn't it? I mean, this is what Master DK is training us to do. He's giving us the techniques. He's giving us meditation, which is ruled by Virgo. He's, you know, showing us the steps that have to be taken. Things are laid out sequentially, clearly, properly, and we have to, let's say, practice of spirituality intelligently. Now here, here the disciple in the Saturn decanate, remember he's in a largely spiritual will Vulcan stage where he's longing for the Christ under Neptune. And all of this is taking place within his personal nature ruled by the moon. So there are great changes occurring within the substance of his vehicles because he has now the will to do something about it, and he has this keen, focused, uplifted Neptunian desire to rise into the Christ life towards the possibility of initiation. So with the Saturn decanate, which is 20 to 30, the process of self-perfection is pursued with many necessary disciplines. You know, we don't want to carry that too far. The aspirant may. Spiritual disciplines. How far did the aspirant carry it? If we go up here to where the aspirant was operating in the second decanate, we may say spiritual disciplines may be carried too far. But supposedly some balance of mind achieved in Libra and under Venus comes into the person who is operating in the disciplic sense. And then there will not be a caring of the disciplines too far. The man trains himself. That's a great Saturnian word. Cultivates the higher values, eliminating what is unnecessary. That's kind of a Boötes using the sickle. But if we apply the centaur here, then wise discipline of the self, learning humility and self-effacement, and a real willingness to go through the pain and discomfort of sacrificing one's, let's call it, wolf nature. Let's call it that. Although the wolf has also interestingly been identified with the Christ. So many things turn around and can be seen from a couple of different perspectives. But we all know that there is this ravenous part of our nature which is inclined to attack and to gratify itself, which even uses the group for personal satisfaction, as in hunting in packs. So if the centaur is really operating here and is somehow willing to spear the lower nature and sacrifice it, we have an idea of what many disciples in Virgo decide to do. They, let's put it like this, disciples in Virgo give up many things which the average person would not want to relinquish. This is part of the purification of self-discipline, and one is taking this most seriously. Only in this case, the disciple does this for the plan and not just to be pure, because he's gone beyond that stage of the desire to be pure. He knows something intelligently of the plan, and he realizes the sense of values here, what comes first, and is willing to make the necessary sacrifices. I like so much over here what is said. I suppose this is right around page 119, 120, 121 of Esoteric Astrology, where he takes the mutable signs and shows how they are involutionarily and how they are evolutionary. And what it's said here about Virgo is wonderful. The illumination and revelation, qualities of mind known as illumination and revelation, and he knows that the Virgin must eventually give birth. That is recognized as present in the womb. The Christ is recognized and then, therefore, cultivated. Now we come to the last of the decanates, which is a Venus decanate, a sub-ruled by Taurus for the disciple. The Christ force is emerging through the disciplined form. The normal lunar tendencies are sacrificed, wise expression of soul techniques, and if in red here, it's really true that Boötes is actually the one who is to come. He is rapidly arriving, and the Christ is gaining control and driving the powerful animal nature, the lower bear. I guess that's one way of looking at it. The lower will is driven by the Christ force. So there is a keen cultivation of the light and love of the Christ force. And a spiritual spiritual harvest is very great. Much soul light. Boötes will prune. Boötes, as an agriculturalist, will prune away. Okay. Let's see here. We'll prune away that which is not needed for the full shining of the light. Well, he's not an initiate yet, is he? But he's getting there, and Venus is the planet of the solar angels, so let's call this the cultivation of the solar angelic life. Realization of why Venus fell in Virgo. So it is redemptive. Venus fell for sacrificial purposes. The work of Venus within Virgo, the form, is realized, and the wisdom, intelligence, the light is really permeating the form, creating quite an inner radiance within the form, which we can call wisdom, love wisdom, and light. Now finally, we reach the initiatic or the monadic stage. Here, we've been told that hierarchical rulers are to be applied to the life of the initiate, so it would be Jupiter. We're under Jupiter here, in this particular sense. Ah, friends, I may have made a mistake here. I'm so sorry. It looks like I didn't have the video on during a certain amount of the discussion of the... was it both the soul stage and the initiatic stage? Well, I have to make an attempt here to rectify this situation. In the sixfold stage, I'll begin, if I'm repeating myself, forgive me, but I'll begin with the disciplic soul stage. And this is operating under the Moon and Vulcan and Neptune. There is a purification of the vehicles going on here, but it is almost second nature, let's just say. The Mother of the Christ, let's see, where are we? Okay, I just want to make sure I'm in the right place here. threw me just a bit here. I just realized that the recorder was not on recording this. So there is this beautiful statement that occurs. We are merging into the Christ activity, the light, and the purification is now second nature here in Virgo, because in the earlier stage of the aspirant, it was a main point of concentration. But DK talks about this redeemed stage of discipleship. Virgo, the mind under the influence of Virgo, which has been analytical, critical, changes to that quality of mind which is best described as illumination and revelation. The Christ to whom the Virgin must eventually give birth is recognized as present in the womb, though not yet born. So we do recognize that which is growing in us, and we use all of the Virgoan intelligence to bring forth that light and revelation. Life is recognized. The process of the revelation of the Christ consciousness is carried intelligently forward, and the selfish aspirations, I suppose, of Sagittarius are discontinued, and they give place to the selflessness of the illumined and intuitive disciple. I have to say that is so very Virgo. In a sense, very Virgo. Okay. Now, it just struck me, you know, if I am repeating myself here, please forgive me, I can never repeat myself entirely, I suppose. We're in the Mercury decanate for the disciple, and the form is intelligently prepared and brought into responsiveness to the will of the soul, so that the Christ force may emerge. And this is the first decan. Bernice's hair signifies the willing, intelligent sacrifice made for the emergence of the Christ principle. So the practice of spirituality here intelligently. A mental realization that nothing is more important than the emergence of the Christ force. And because there is a Vulcan here, the spiritual will is applied to the execution of the intelligent those processes, which those intelligent processes. Let's do it that way. Which help the Christ force emerge. those intelligent processes which help the Christ forcemer. So willfully, will is being applied with intelligence, and there is a Mercury and Neptune combination here, I would say. Let's see. Mercury is the ruler of the decanate. Okay. Mercury rules this decan, and Neptune is important. So, longing towards Buddhic processes, because when you combine Neptune and Mercury, you are getting the Buddhic plane. So this is the growth of intuitive mind. As we saw, Virgo becomes increasingly intuitive. I think it says so down here. Yes, the illumined and intuitive disciple. Now, when we move into the Saturn decanate, the processes of self-perfection, self-perfection is pursued with many necessary disciplines, spiritual disciplines. The man trains himself and cultivates the higher values, eliminating what is unnecessary. There is the wise centaur here, disciplining the self, but severely so, with that spear, learning humility and self-effacement, a real willingness, that's under Vulcan, and the will being the symbol of the sphere, a spear, a real willingness to go through the pain and discomfort of sacrificing one's wolf nature. Disciples in Virgo give up many things which the average person would not want to relinquish, and the disciple does this for the plan in this case, and not just to be pure, because when we're dealing with the expression of purification as an aspirant, we may simply want to be pure. But here we know there is a divine plan here, and that purity in the nature is required in order to express that plan. Finally, under Venus, the Christ force is really emerging through the disciplined, intelligent form, through the, let's call it, the intelligently disciplined form. The normal lunar tendencies are sacrificed, wise expression of the soul, of soul techniques, and let's just say Venus is conquering the moon. You know how it is. The moon represents all that is lower in a man's nature, and Venus represents the solar angels. So this is in an area of life that is in general ruled by the moon, as it veils Vulcan and Neptune. And Venus, in this last decanate, with its light, with its love, is conquering the moon. The one who is coming, Bootes, is rapidly arriving, not quite arrived. Christ is gaining control and driving the powerful animal nature, the lower bear. That's if we choose Bootes. Keen cultivation of the light and love of the Christ force. That's Venus. And spiritual harvest is very great. Venus is the harvesting planet in a way. That should be inserted. Venus as the harvesting planet, taking into the soul the harvest of experience. So it fits there very well. I'm just beginning to realize that Bootes fits well there in that third decanate. Bootes as an agriculturalist will prune away that which is not needed for the full shining of the light, cultivation of the solar angelic life, realization of why Venus fell in Virgo to produce the harvest from material experience. I think that works well. Venus as the harvester, and I'm beginning to realize that Bootes, as I go along, I'm becoming more and more convinced, maybe you are too, that Bootes fits somehow in that higher position. Okay, and we'll go back. Okay, now, finally, I'm so sorry if I'm adding on to this and you're having a longer program than I thought, well, so be it. Here is the initiatic monadic level. Jupiter's the hierarchical ruler. And the Christ activity, the light, final stages, full expression of love, wisdom in this stage, a short stage, really, only the third and the fourth initiation, really, and maybe to a degree the fifth, a full expression of love wisdom, not only of the soul, but of the triad monad, as it serves and redeems. I've said very little here concerning this initiatic stage, but remember that Jupiter in Virgo does stand for the monad and for the full intention to bring the fullness of Christ consciousness, Jupiter, or the love, soul-logoic love consciousness, down into matter. So in the Mercury decanate, the Christ force is in full expression. The Son of Mind is filled with the sense of being the true inner Christ. Not just a mind, but Christ in that mind, the mind that is in Christ. Spontaneous gratitude and sacrifice, Bernice's hair is there, and realizing that it is intelligent thus to sacrifice. Okay, it is intelligent thus to sacrifice. When Saturn is the ruler from 10 to 20, the Christ force is in full expression. There's conformity to the will of the Father under Saturn. And Bootes would give selflessness, but the centaur Chiron, the lower nature, is utterly sacrificed impersonally to the growing will of the Father in heaven, the monad. So ready and impersonal sacrifice for the sake of the plan. And Saturn is Atma and the plan. So one is really applying the spiritual will there to do that, and through this sacrifice, gaining so much in consciousness. And that is always the case with Jupiter. You gain. That is your compensation. For every Saturnian sacrifice you make, you gain a compensatory fullness. Now, finally, with Venus, the harvest comes. And Christ harvests soul consciousness from matter form for the sake of the expression of universal love wisdom. There's the full presence here in this last decanate, full presence of love wisdom expressing through the form. A complete giving up of form to the Christ force. Mercury is exalted in Virgo. There's an expert expression of soul technique. I suppose one could become the healer. It's connected with the centaur in a way. At least Chiron was, but if Bootes, which I increasingly think is to be associated with that last decanate, Christ has come and is not just the coming one, is the one who has come and is fully present through the initiate. One is indeed a full, intelligent, intuitive initiate, effective in his technique, filled with wisdom and able to express that loving wisdom that Venus-Mercury in matter very successfully, all of this being the representative of a very capacious, very full Christ consciousness under Jupiter and Venus, which has been achieved. Well, friends, okay, I may have added there a bit, but I have the feeling that I failed to leave the recorder on while I was showing these written parts of the work. So in this case, the audio will be different from the video, and I've probably included in the audio things which I did not in the video, and vice versa. We will then simply move on to number 89. I made a little bit of a mess of it, but I hope you've gathered some of the important points. Okay, thank you, friends. And we'll see you in number 89, where we'll go on to Leo. Thank you. Bye-bye.